We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Aleph. We're up to Hilchas Tzitzis, Halacha Dalet. Before we begin reading from the Likutei Halachos, I want to read a short paragraph from the Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, which will make it a little bit easier, because in the halacha itself, he brings very, very short references. So I'm reading from Likutei Moran, Chelek Aleph, Torah Ches, Paragraph Ches. First, he speaks about Ruach Chaim, that Hashem created the world with Dibur and Ruach Chaim. Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, uberuach piv kol tzvom. And everything in this world draws its life from the Dvar Hashem, from the Ruach HaChaim of Hashem, which is found in the Torah. The other side, however, non-Jews and people who are totally disconnected from the Torah, they receive their Ruach Chaim from Esav. Just like the side of Kedusha has a Ruach Chaim, the other side also has a Ruach Chaim. And Rabbeinu Zal discusses a number of other things, and then he introduces the topic of tzitzis and includes that in the discussion. Paragraph Ches, in Likutei Moran, v'zeh b'chinas arba tzitzis, that what he's been speaking about till now is tied into the mitzvah of tzitzis. Ki arba tzitzis heim b'chinas haruach chaim. Because the four tzitzis that encircle us are also a source of this ruach chaim. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel, chapter 37, koi omar Hashem, me arba ruchois boi haruach. Hashem says, from the four directions comes forth Ruach. So there is this Ruach Chaim that comes from these Arba Ruchos that are represented by the Tzitzis. Shaydeze machnien horuach so'oro. And through this Ruach of holiness, we weaken and we destroy the storm wind, the Ruach so'oro. Shehu horuach shel hamisnagdim ha'holchem ala tzadikim amitim. That's the Ruach of those who oppose true tzadikim. Shemamshichin aruchas haruach shalahem meyarav deklipa. They draw their ruach from the rav of the sitra achra. There's a rav of kedusha. There's a leader of kedusha and a leader of the sitra achra. Shehu bechinas Esav ish soir. Esav is the rav deklipa, and he is referred to as ish soir, which means a number of things. Soir refers to hair. Also, when he was born, it says he was covered with hair. So now Rabbeinu Zal says, V'alkein tzitzis hu loshen seyor. And this is why tzitzis also refers to the hair. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says in that same chapter in Yecheskel, V'yikocheni b'tzitzis roishi. Hashem took me by the tzitzis of my head, meaning by the hair of my head. Because through the mitzvah of tzitzis, we're able to bring about the downfall of Esav Ish Soyer, who is this Rav de Klipa. And with this, we could understand why tzitzis is a white garment in which Hashem wrapped himself when he was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu the 13 attributes of kindness. Ki ha-shloish esrei midos heim b'chinas ha-ruach chaim de-kedusha. Because these 13 attributes of kindness represent the ruach chaim of holiness. V'ze b'chinas talis shehu arba kanfois, b'chinas me'arba rucha esboech. That's why the talis is the four corners from which there comes forth that ruach chaim, which is the opposite, and this is the white talis, which is the opposite of the ruach of Klipo Esav, who is red. Admoini kuloi ka'adera seor. Red, a matting of hair. He's the talis of Klipo. And through the talis of Kedusha, we bring about the downfall of Esav. And he says that's why Hashem wrapped himself in a white talis, to teach Moshe Rabbeinu the 13 attributes of kindness, because through the talis, which represents this Ruach Chaim, as the pasuk says, soivev, soivev, hoilech haruach, that the ruach goes round and round. It encircles the person, like tzitzis encircles a person. Nichna talis the klipo. We bring about the downfall of the talis of the other side. And this is why the pasuk says about the mitzvah of tzitzis. There's a pasuk in Iov, chapter 38. Lechois bekanfoi so'oretz v'yinaru rishoi mimeno. That Hashem is going to grab hold of the corners of the earth and shake off the Rishoim from the earth. So we see again, to remove the Rishoim is going to be done by the kanfois, by the corners, by this mitzvah of tzitzis. This is the Ruach Haim of Kedusha, through which we will remove the Rishoim. Then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to quote a story in the Gemara, because this chapter in Likutei Moran is one of those that's based on the stories of Rabba Bar Bar Chana, where it speaks about, Rabba Bar Bar Chana says that I met an Arab merchant and he told me, come with me, I'm going to show you where the Jews that died in the desert, I'll show you where they're buried. And he took him to that place. I believe this should be enough now to make it a little bit easier to get into this chapter of Likutei Halachos. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. This that the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch tell us, that when a Jew wraps himself in the talis, when he's making the bracha, we wrap ourselves like the Arabs wrap themselves, the Arabs, the Turks, the Ishmaelim. Strange a little that the Torah should say that we do the mitzvah in the form that the Arabs dress themselves. Hualpi ha-maymar ro'isi menoiras zohov. This halacha is based on the chapter in the Likutei Moran, chapter 8, that we just quoted. Mevoi Rishom, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Shetzitzis heim bechinas haruach chayim hanimshach al yedei anocha. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that tzitzis is also an example of the spirit of life, which a Jew draws upon himself through anocha. Anocha means when a person takes a deep sigh, when a person is going through something very difficult and they want to really express their frustration or their desperateness, and the person takes a deep, deep breath, oy, and they let it out with an oy. That's called anocha. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over in Likutei Moran that when a Jew does this, this is one of the ways that we're showing that we recognize that there's a deficiency, there's something lacking. And since everything draws its life from the Ruach Haim, so when there's a deficiency in something, when something is lacking, it means there's some Ruach Haim missing. Therefore, I try to elongate the Ruach Haim, to take a deep, deep breath. And where am I drawing the Ruach Haim from? From the tzaddik, from the tzaddikim, who receive it from the Torah. And by drawing this extra Ruach Haim, I'm hoping to fix anything that's lacking in whatever particular area I feel that there's something lacking. Shezeo bechinas hahu tayo. Rav Nosson Zal says, the fact that the halacha of tzitzis mentions an Arab is tied into what Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, also mentions an Arab. Hahu tayo shehu soicher Yishmoel, which is an Arab merchant. Bechinas, and Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran explains that how does that tie into the explanation? Because Yishmoel was given his name, we just read this in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Lech Lecha, which we read yesterday, where Yishmoel was given his name, Kishoma Hashem Elonyech, because Hashem has heard your suffering, your pain. Shemimenu Toitzoa Sorua Chaim. That's where from the tefillah of a person, from that anocha, that's where a person draws their Ruach Haim from. And that's what the term Yishmoel represents. Shoma Kel. Hashem heard. What did he hear? He heard your pleading, your tefillah. And one main ingredient in tefillah is this anocha. Bechinas arba tzitzis. And this is also tied into the four tzitzis. Shezeo bechinas soicher. Because the word tayo that Rabbeinu Zal uses over there, that the Gemara mentions, the word tayo is translated by two Hebrew words, soicher Yishmoel, a merchant, an Arab. So Rav Nosson Zal explains here, as Rabbeinu Zal said over there, that the Yishmoel, the word Yishmoel, refers to tefillah, anocha. The word soicher, merchant, soicher means merchant, and the word schoer in Aramaic means round and round. The Targum, the Aramaic, of the word soviv is schoer, schoer, round and round. So the word soicher is merames to the mitzvah of tzitzis, which encircles us, which wraps us around. Bechinas soivev, soivev, hoile charuach, ein shom. As Rabbeinu Salovanin Likutman quotes this pasuk, that the ruach goes round and round, this ruach chayim, which is drawn from the tzitzis, which is round and round. It's a beged that encircles us. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran, in the following paragraph, the one after the one we read, where Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Gemara over there and interprets it. V'alkein tzrichin lehisatev batzitzis katifas hayishmaelim daika. And this is why the Gemara and the Halacha say that when the person is putting on the talis, you're supposed to wrap yourself like the Yishmaelim wrap themselves, meaning because tzitzis is an example of a source of ruach chayim, shehu bechinas soicher Yishmael kanal, which Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran was when he's interpreting that Gemara, the ruach chayim is represented by the soicher Yishmael. V'alkein nimkar Yosef la Yishmaelim, and this will also explain why the Torah tells us that when Yosef HaTzadik went down to Egypt, it was a process. First, his brothers sold him to the Yishmaelim, and they sold him to the Midyanim, and the Midyanim sold him to the Egyptians. Why was Yosef HaTzadik sold to the Yishmaelim? Because Rabbeinu Zal shows in Likut Imran that Yosef HaTzadik symbolizes the tzitzis. Ki Yosef hu bechinas tzitzis, kemuva bepriyetz chayim, al posuk hine bincha Yosef bo elecha. We had this several pages ago, if you recall, in Likutei Halachos. Rav Nosson Zal quoted from Likutei Moran, which quoted from the Arizal, the Priyetz Chaim, showing that this posuk has in it all the different measurements that are related to tzitzis. The word hine is 60, which is the 60 goydlin. Yosef, 156, was divided into four, is 39. That's the 39 krichos that we have in the four tzitzis. That the word Yosef corresponded to the 39 krichos that we have in the four tzitzis. And the words bo elecha also refer to the measurements of the tzitzis. Rabbeinu Zal quotes this at the end of chapter 7 in Likutei Moran, I believe, where he quotes from the Arizal and shows the numerical values. Just a moment, I believe we have it here. Yes, that the 39 krichos are Yosef, the 60 goydlin, which are in each one of the corners, together with is the word hine, and the words bincha are the combination of the 10 double knots and the number of chulyos. And the strings are 32 strings altogether, 8 times 4. And each string has to be made at least from 2 threads, which is 64, which is the words bo elecha, with the 8 strings. The Arizal shows it in the Priyetz Chaim. Okay, so we see shehu soid tzitzis. So we see the association between Yosef HaTzadik and the tzitzis. This is why Yosef HaTzadik was sold to the Yishmaelim, because tzitzis is associated with the Yishmaelim. This atifa, we wrap ourselves like the Yishmaelim, related to what Rabbeinu Zal said about the Arab merchant who played a role in that Torah. Now Rabbeinu Zal adds an important piece here. V'alkein tzrichin lifroid hachutin. And this is why the halacha tells us that when a person is putting on a talis, you're supposed to make sure to separate the threads, to pull it apart and separate each one of the threads. Ki hatzitzis heim bechinas haruach chayim hanimshach me'arba ruchois, shemishon hishtalshelos ha'arba yesoidois, shemehem achizas kol amidois. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran that this Ruach Chaim, which comes from the four ruchais, is also tied into the four yesoidos, the four basic elements that we have inside of us, Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofor, which are the source of all of our different midos, all the different characteristics of a person. If a person is soft-hearted, hard-hearted, angry, compassionate, etc. And Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this over there, that in these Dalet Yesoidos, it can go either way. There are people, there's good and bad in each one of these Dalet Yesoidos. In fire, there's good and bad. In water, in air. And a person has to work at separating the good from the bad and being able to try to take only the good. There's two issues. There's separating the good from the bad and then being able to try to take the good. So Rabbeinu Zal says over there that the tzitzis is this Ruach Chaim, which comes from the four ruchais, from which come these Dalet Yesoidos, which are the source of all midos, Sheshom Nechozim Kol HaRishoim Bohara Shel HaMidos, where all the Rishoim are attached to these Dalet Yesoidos. They're attached specifically to the bad side of each one of these Dalet Yesoidos, to the Ra of Eish, to the Ra of Mayim, etc. Validei Kedushas Mitzvas Tzitzis Zoichin L'Shoiresh Ha'arba Yesoidos Shebikdusha, and through the holiness of the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, we're zoichet to connect with the source of these four Yesoidos in holiness, Sheheim Arba Oisiyas Havaya, which is the four letters of Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke, Umafridin Hora Me Arba Yesoidos, and this helps us to separate the evil, the bad, from the Dalet Yesoidos, Vaideze Mashpilin Horishoim Ade Oretz, and this enables us to bring about the downfall of the Rishoim. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there, he goes into an elaborate explanation that in order for a person to be on a level, to be able to bring about the downfall of the Rishoim, he has to be a tzaddik gomor, a complete tzaddik. If he's anything less, if he's a 90% tzaddik or a 95% tzaddik, Rabbeinu Zal says over there, then the Gemara tells us, al tischar bamareim, don't start up with Rishoim, because tzaddik, there's a pasuk, tacharish, kivala rosho tzaddik mimenu. Be silent when you see the rosho swallow one who is more righteous than him. And the Gemara there says, tzaddik mimenu boilea, one who is more righteous than him, he can swallow. One who is 100% righteous, he cannot swallow. The Gemara differentiates between Tzadik Gomor and Tzadik Sheinoi Gomor. That a Tzadik Gomor is the only one who has the right to engage Rishoim in order to be able to bring about their downfall. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to define what is Tzadik Gomor. Tzadik Gomor is a person who has taken the Dalet Yesoidos, Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofor, which are the source of all of our Midos, and he has gotten rid of completely every last trace of bad. He has eliminated every iota of bad in Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofer inside of himself, totally, not just physically, not just in actual form, but even in potential. Talking about a person who has removed from himself the potential to commit a sin, the potential for Ra in these Dalet Yesoidos, he's gotten rid of completely. Rabbeinu Zal says they have such a tzaddik, and those who are attached to him, Vanilv Melov, have the right to engage Rishoim, because the Rishoim will not be able to pull them down. Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show there that when a tzaddik wants to engage a Rosha, the tzaddik has to go into the Midah Ra of that Rosha in order to bring about his downfall. And if the tzaddik still has any trace of that midara inside of himself, or even if he still has a potential to get hooked on that midara, then when he goes into the pipeline of that rasha to bring him down, the ra of that rasha can attach itself to the tzaddik and can do harm to the tzaddik. It's only a tzaddik who has eliminated completely the Ra from the Dalet Yesoidos is to such a level that he has eliminated the potential
for him being caught in a sin, he's the one who can engage the Rasha and bring about his downfall. And Rabbeinu Zalveir quotes this pasuk, Mashpil Rishoim Adei Oretz, to lower the Rasha to the ground, meaning to bring about his downfall. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that the first letters of this pasuk, Mashpil Rishoim Adei Oretz, without a hey. Here it says Mashpilin Harishoim Adei Oretz, but the pasuk literally is Mashpil Rishoim Adei Oretz. Those four letters make up the same first four letters as Eish Ruach Mayim Ofar, the four basic elements. That the tzaddik who has perfected himself in these four basic elements, he's the one who can bring about the downfall, complete downfall of the Rasha. Kimavur Shom B'mayim Ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 8 in Likutei Moran. V'zeh b'chinas mashemafridin hachutin shel atzitzis. Now you'll understand the significance of this. When we put on the talus and we separate the strings, we're having in mind that we're trying the strings. There are four strings, even though they show themselves as eight strings in each one of the corners, it's really four strings doubled over. When we're separating them, we're showing that we're making conscious effort to attach ourselves to the tzaddik who has separated the ra from each one of the dalad yesoidos. These four strings represent the dalad yesoidos. Separating them means we want to separate the good from the bad in each one of these dalad yesoidos. Kedei, so that shal yedei zeh yispordu kol poyalei ovem. Through that will force all the forces of evil to separate themselves from us. Kol harishoim hane'echozim bohora shel arba yesoidos. All the wicked people who are attached to the negativity, to the bad side of those dalad yesoidos, shehim bechinas esav ish soir, such as esav ish soir. We said soir also means strings, hair strings. Kama shekosel shom, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there. V'zeh shom rabbi Seinu Zal. And this is why the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Mem Beis, uses the wording shetzorich lefordon kitzutziso da'armoi, that we have to separate the tzitzis like the tzutziso of an armoi. Armoi again means a goy. Upirish Rashi kesarois shel nochrim, like the hairs of the goyim, like they used to separate their hairs in this way. Ki hatzitzis heim bechinas sarois. Because we said before that tzitzis are strings, and tzitzis are also referred to as hairs. Kama shekosel shom, umachnien, esav ish soir, and we bring about the downfall of esav ish soir, shehu kuloi ka'aderes seor, who is covered with this mat of hair, Kitalis, the Gemara says, like a talis. Kemoshikos of Shomes, Rabbeinu Zal references this over there in Likutei Moran. V'alkein, and therefore, al yidei shemafridin hatzitzis kitzutziso darmoi, by us separating the strings, and the Gemara says, doing it kitzutziso darmoi, mafridin achizas esho esov ish soer. We separate, we remove the grasp, the hold of Esav ish soir, she'achizosoi besarois kanal, where his connection is in the hairs. He's called Esav ish soir. His connection is in these hairs, which are symbolic of these dalad yesoidos. Shemishom achizas kol harishoim. That's where all the rishoim draw their energy from. They draw it from Esav. He's the Ruach Haim de Klipa. Kal yidei hatzitzis nifrodin horishoim, because it's the mitzvah of tzitzis specifically, which has this power in it, to break off, to remove, to separate the rishoim, v'noiflim, and to cause them to fall away. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, ki hine oivecho yoivedu, yispordu kol poyel oven. Your enemies will be eliminated, They will be separated. Yisporto means to separate. Pirud, kol poyalei oven. All those who do evil. Bibchinas mashpil rishoim adei oretz. That the they to lower the Rishonim to the ground, Roshei Tevois Eish Ruach Mayim Ofor. That pasuk, Mashpel Rishonim Adeoretz, has the same first letters as Eish Ruach Mayim Ofor, Kamo Shekosov Shom B'mayim Ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, Ayin Shom. Look in the chapter of Likut Imran, and unfortunately, this is one of those chapters in Likut Halachos where he's writing very curt, very short. He's assuming that you've done your homework, you know that chapter in Likut Imran, and therefore you're familiar with the major concepts, the Ruach Chaim, and that the Ruach Chaim you could be receiving either from Kedusha, either via Tzadikim who receive it from the Torah, or you're receiving your Ruach Chaim via Esav Ish So'ir. And Rabbeinu Zal writes over there that So'ir means hair, So'ora means storm wind, Ruach So'ora. So the Ruach of Kedusha is called Ruach HaChaim or Ruach HaKodesh. The Ruach of the Sitra Achra is called Ruach So'ora. So'ora means storm, and So'ora is also Miloshen Seir. Rab Nosson Zal here makes the connection to the Tzitzis, which are also Seir, Sa'arois. The Pasuk uses the word, and the fact that by Tzitzis we find again and again references to the Arabs, to the Yishmael, Atifa Se'ishmaelim, and separating it like the Nochrim. Why? Because it's in this mitzvah specifically, this is one of those mitzvahs where we address the Dalet Yesoidos. The Dalet Yesoidos, which have good and bad. Fire, good fire, bad fire, all of these, which is where the good and the bad are both hooked up into there. And the Avoida of a Jew in this way, which are all hooked up to the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vov Kei. And our work in this world involves the ability to separate good from bad, to recognize that as a result of the Eitz Hadas, the good and bad are mixed together. And now I need to know that fire, of course fire is a good thing, but it could also be a bad thing. And I have to deal with it very, very carefully to make sure to remove the bad before I take the good from each one of these Dalet Yesoidos. And the mitzvah of tzitzis, separating those strings of the tzitzis, the kavon is this yisporedu kopal yohim, that this should separate, this should remove the forces of evil, the ra from the Dalet Yesoidos, and help us attach ourselves to the toiv of the Dalet Yesoidos, which puts us in a position to bring about the downfall of the Rishoim, that mashpil Rishoim adeoretz. Now we continue to halacha hey in Hilchas Tzitzis. This halacha is a little bit longer, and this halacha is based on a long chapter in Likut Imran, Torah Ches in Likut Imran Tanina, the final shir that Rabbi Nachman gave in his life, the last Rosh Hashanah of his life, which is entitled Tiku Teichocha. Inyan Tzitzis, Al Pi HaTorah Tiku Gimel, the topic of Tzitzis, based on the third Tiku of a series of three that Rabbeinu Zal had in Likut Imran, B'Likute Tanina, in the second half of Likut Imran, B'Simen Ches, chapter 8, Ayin Shom Kol HaTorah Heite Mitchilosa L'Soifa. Study that entire chapter well from beginning to end. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. Paragraph Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas tzitzis. Everything that Rabbeinu Zal writes about there is tied into the mitzvah of tzitzis. Ki tzitzis hu b'chinas hachut shel chesed shenikla v'nishzar min ho'ayin beiz nimen. She'aleim yisnagein hashir shel chesed she'yisar lo'osid. Tzitzis is symbolic of the thread of kindness which is spun from the 72 strings. There's a term, kinoyer shel ayin beis nimen, the harp of 72 strings. 72 is begematria chesed, and it's this harp that's going to play music in the future world. There's a pasuk, oilom chesed yibone, that the world is going to be rebuilt with chesed. Chesed is 72, alluding to this special song of the future, this song of that's going to be played on these 72 strings. Shezehu hakoil hamashkes hagan. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran also says that this is a special coil, a special song, and a special sound which nourishes the garden. Sheshom gedelin kol hayirois v'kol harechois. This is the garden where all different types of fear and all different types of smell, all types of flowers that give off all different types of smell, grow in this garden. Now, Rabbeinu Zalovadein Likutei Moran makes reference to Parshas Bereishis, where it describes Gan Eden as a place that had all of those trees and vegetation in it. And Adam HaRishon mentions the coil, the special coil of Hashem. After Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, when Hashem came looking for them, it says they went to hide. And then Hashem calls out to Adam and says, Ayeko, where are you? So Adam Rishon says, I heard your voice, es koilcho shamati bogon vo'ira. I heard your voice, and I was filled with fear, vo'echove, and I went to hide. And Rabbeinu Tzal over there in Likutei Moran takes apart every word there, describing this garden, what it's all about, the yira that's found, the yirois that are found in the garden, the smells that are found in the garden, and this special coil which nourishes them. And Rabbeinu Tzal says over there that that coil is also shaydei koil azeh daiko yochol hamoichiach lohichiach es Yisrael v'lo yekalkel b'toichachdoi. Through that special coil that's found in the garden, that coil enables a tzaddik to reprimand the Jewish people in a way that the reprimand will not cause any harm. Not only won't it do any harm to them, it won't bring them down, but rather it'll raise us up. It'll inspire the Jews and motivate the Jews to do a real tshuva and to be much better than they were even before the sin. Adarabba, just the opposite. Yitain ve'yosef reach toiv b'nishmo samayidei toichachte b'koil hazeh. The tzaddik will inject a good smell, a good aroma into the souls of the Jews through the reprimand when it's using this coil that's found in the garden. Shezeo bechinas hatoichocho shel Moshe. This is like the reprimand of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehoichichon almaiso egel, who reprimanded the Jews when they committed the sin with the golden calf. Shal yedei toichachtoi hoisif venosan boem reach toiv. The Gemara says that by Moshe Rabbeinu reprimanding the Jews at that time, not only didn't he break their spirit, not only didn't he bring them down into a depression or push them downwards, but rather he added a sweet smell to their souls. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Nirdi Nosan Rechoi, that as a result of their downfall, as a result of their committing the sin of the Egel, Nosan Rechoi, it gave forth a sweet smell. Not only didn't it stink, but it gave forth a perfume aroma. The Gemara darshins Ozav Loinemar Elonosan. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Peches, not only did the Jews not lose their good smell, but Moshe Rabbeinu, he improved it. Ayin Shom Kol Ze Heitev. Study this very, very well in the beginning of that chapter on Likutei Moran. That's the opening few paragraphs of that chapter on Likutei Moran speak about this. And Rabbeinu Tzal over there makes reference to the Chut Shel Chesed, this strand of Chesed that's mentioned in the Gemara in a few places. U'me'achut Shel Chesed hazeh nimshach oyer chutei hatzitzis hakdoshim. And it's from this Chut Shel Chesed that Rabbeinu Zal refers to over there, this harp of the 72 strings, that we, at the tzitzis that we wear, draw their holiness, their light, from there. Ki chutei hatzitzis bechlolom oilim shivim ushtayim kemuva. Because the strings of the tzitzis in total equal 72, as is brought. Ki heim shloishim ushtayim chutim. Because if you count the individual strings coming out of your four corners, you'll see on each one of the four corners there's eight. Eight times four is 32. Shekol chut kofel mishnayim, and each string over there is made from a minimum of two that are spun together. Ki tzrichen liyos shizurim, because that's one of the laws of tzitzis, that the tzitzis have to be spun, made from thread that's spun together. So ushnei pamim shleishim ushnayim hu shishim varba. Therefore, 2 times 32 is 64. V'hashmoina chutim bi'atzmon, and then you have the 8 strings themselves. Sachak oyla ayin beis. Give you a total of 72. Kaminyan chesed. Hainu. Ki chutei hatzitzis nemshochem kidushosom me'or hachut shel chesed hanal. Because the strings of tzitzis that we wear draw their light from the chut shel chesed that's mentioned over there, shenikla v'nishzar mishivum u'shtayim nimen. That chut shel chesed, which is spun from 72 strings, shehim b'chinas hastrinim she'aleim yisnagein hashir shel chesed shelosid. That's the musical instrument on which is going to be played the special song of the future. Ukimavura batoiranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very, very well in that chapter in Likut Imran, Ayin Sham. Look over there. Now, what's the connection between tzitzis and reprimand? What does one have to do with the other? Rabbeinu Zal explains now. Ki tzitzis heim bebechinas toichecho. Tzitzis symbolize reprimand. Tzitzis delivers a message reprimanding us. Make sure you follow the mitzvahs of Hashem and don't stray. Don't deviate from Hashem's mitzvahs. Don't follow the desires of your eyes and heart. As is written clearly in the parasha of Tzitzis, it says, Ure'isem oisoi, you will look at them. You'll remember, they will remind you of all the mitzvahs of Hashem, all 613 mitzvahs, and you will perform them. And you will not deviate, you will not follow your eyes and your heart. As the Gemara says in Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel, Lufi Shetcheles Doim Eliyam. Because the blue string of the tzitzis is like the blue of the sea. V'yam doyim l'rokia. And the blue of the sea is a reflection of the blue of the sky. V'rokia doyim l'kisei hakavod. And the blue sky reflects the throne of Hashem, the color of the throne of Hashem. Nimtza, and the throne of Hashem is the kisei din, it's called, a kisei mishpat, of judgment. Nimtza, Shahatzitzis nitnu kedei lahazkir ulohichiach esodom shelo yosur achar liboy veinav. So therefore, the mitzvah tzitzis was given to us to ensure we will not follow the desires of our eyes and heart, but rather rakikayim es kol mitzvahs Hashem, but rather will fulfill all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Ki chutei hatzitzis hein bebechinas hachut shel chesed hanal shu bechinas koil hamoichiach. Because the strings of the tzitzis correspond to the chut shel chesed that Rabbeinu Zal mentions over there in Likut Imran, which corresponds to the voice of the one who is reprimanding. Shal yidei ze daiko yochoi lohichiach ulohisif reach toiv b'neshom eskanal. Through the chesed, there's a pasuk, Eisa shar yehav Hashem yochiach. One who Hashem loves, he reprimands. So a proper reprimand is a reprimand that's coming only from a place of love, ahava. It's with chesed. He's pushing away with the left hand while bringing close with the right hand. That's this chut shel chesed. And that's what the tzitzis represents. Where we say that by looking at this, you're going to remember all the mitzvahs, and you're going to do the good things, you're not going to do the bad things. These chutim shel chesed, these strings of chesed, are what remind the person this message, this special message. Paragraph Beis. Ki tzitzis heim bebechinas kinor shel David, kemuva bezoyer HaKodesh u'petikunim tekin yud. Because the strings of the tzitzis correspond to the harp, David HaMelech's harp, as is brought in the Zoyer HaKodesh and in the Tikkuni Zoyer. V'zeu bechinas miknaf ha'oretz zmirois shamanu. And this you see in a pasuk in Yeshaya, chapter 24, where the pasuk says, from the corners of the earth, miknaf ha'oretz zmiroi shamanu, we heard a song. Again, knaf is the tzitzis. The arba kanfois represent the mitzvah of tzitzis. As Rabbeinu Zal shows in chapter 8 in Likutei Moran, there Rabbeinu Zal makes that kesher. Miknaf ho'oretz daiko, shem b'chinas kanfei atzitzis. That's a remez to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Mishom daiko, heim kol hazmirois v'hashirois. From there comes forth these special songs. B'chinas zmirois shamanu. Ki chute atzitzis heim b'chinas chute achut shel chesed, she'aleim yisnagein hashirnal. Because that's what the tzitzis strings represent, this chut shel chesed, on which this song of the future is going to be played. The song of Yud, Yud K, Yud K Vav, Yud K Vav K, which is 72 also. Rabbeinu Zal has a lot on this in that chapter in Likutei Moran. Ki gam kol hazmirois, vahashirois, vahanigunim shalachshov, Kulam nimshochem mehashir hanal, shehu shir shelosid, sheyisnagin alachut shalayin beis niman kanal. Because Rab Nosson Zal says, all the songs that we sing today, all the songs and music that we have today, draws and receives from that song of the future, that special song of the future that's going to be played on that string that's made of 72 strings. Shehu bechinas chut shel tzitzis. And that's the string of the tzitzis. We know white is always an inyan of chesed, the white strings representing this concept of this chut shel chesed. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to address the tcheles. Paragraph Gimel. V'zeh b'chinas tcheles shebetzitzis. And now we'll explain the blue thread of the tzitzis. Ki tcheles kursaya dedino, kemo shekosu b'zoyer HaKodesh. Because tcheles, blue, that dark blue, represents the throne of judgment. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Merkovoi Argomon. The seat of Hashem is purple. Argomon is like this color of tcheles. Ki ikar hachut shel chesed anal shubchinas koil hanigin sheloset kanal shubchinas chut shel tzitzis kanal. Nimshach mebechinas hatfila bebechinas din shel abal koya kemavur heita batoyonal. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, he has a very long explanation showing how tefillah is also a song. The word shira, shin yud reish hei, is bigimatria tefillah. And our tefillah is full of songs to Hashem, chapters of Tehillim, etc. Tefillah is usually chesed. The Gemara, the Aramaic word for tefillah is rachami, miloshen rachmim. Tefillah, usually when we're speaking to Hashem, we're pleading for kindness on the part of Hashem. However, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that there are times that the channel of kindness gets messed up. There's a concept of Rachmei Rishon Achzori when we place misplaced kindness. When we show kindness to criminals, to terrorists, people like that, when we show kindness to them, that's not an act of kindness, that's an act of Achzorius. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that when the channel of kindness gets messed up, we can't use that channel anymore for tefillah. We have to switch to a different channel, to a channel of din, a tefillah of din. What is that? Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in the Likutei Moran that the tzaddikim know how to present, how to give forth a tefillah bebechinas din. And we've had examples of this in the past a little bit. For example, when we say in Tikkun Chatzos or in Tachnun, Aye kinoscho ugvorsecho, Hashem, where is your gvura? What are you, nuts? You're asking for good. Tefillah is supposed to ask for Hashem's kindness. That's an example of tefillah bebechinas din, that there are certain rare occasions when the great tzaddikim know that the channels of chesed are not working properly, and in order for them to get their tefillah to accomplish what it has to, they have to go via channel B, via din. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that when a tzaddik gives forth this tefillah b'chinas din, very often the sitra achra sees that, and it sees a label din, gvura, the left, that's me. So the sitra achra tries to grab it and tries to swallow that because he assumes that that's his. But what happens is, Rabbeinu Zal explains there, that the tefillah gets stuck in the throat of the sitra achra. There's a pasuk, b'tzavoro yolinoiz. And when something gets stuck in the throat, sometimes the only way to dislodge it is by throwing up. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show that when that happens, the Sitra Achra is forced to regurgitate, to vomit up chesed and das and mitzvahs that the Sitra Achra had swallowed up till then. He's forced to give that back. Kemavur heite batar, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very well over there in Likutei Moran. V'zeh b'chinas tcheles shebetzitzis. This is the concept of that blue thread in the tzitzis. Shehu kursaya dedina, which reflects Hashem's throne of judgment. B'chinas hatfila b'chinas din. This corresponds to that tfila in the format of din that Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there. Shemishom ikar hatzitzis. Shehem b'chinas hachut shel chesed kanal. That's where tzitzis, which is called chut shel chesed, that's where it draws its light from. It receives its power from the tefillah bebechinas din, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. V'zeh bechinas, this is Marumas in a pasuk in Mishle, chapter 31, where it says, Oiz v'hodor levusha v'tischak liyoyim achroim. She is dressed in oiz. Oiz means strength, gevura. Oiz is gevura, gevura and beauty. And she will laugh in the final day. This levush, this special holy garment that we wear, is the tzitzis, which draw their power from the tefila bebechinas din, shenikreis matei oiz, which is referred to as a powerful stick, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Likutei Moran, Moshe Rabbeinu's stick, which he used to perform the miracles with, nigdal which brings about a heightening of Hashem's kavod, Hashem's honor and beauty. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, v'zehu, this is what the pasuk says, oiz v'hodor levusha, dahainu atzitzis kanal, aydezeh v'tischak liyoy machroim. This will bring about the joy, the laughter, the joy and happiness of the final day. What is that joy and happiness? This is an allusion to that special song that's going to be sung in the future. Look how the pasuk puts them both together. The schoik and the rina, those two go together. That it says, Oz, in the future, we're going to be filled with happiness, schoik, laughter, and song. And that's this beggar that sits us, this Oiz v'hodor levusha, v'tischak liyoy machroin. Ki yizke lahashir shalosir, will be zoche to that song of the future, shehu b'chinas schoik v'simcha, b'chinas oz yimolei schoik pinu. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem moloch, Geus Lovesh, Lovesh Hashem, Oiz Hisador. Hashem is king, he dresses himself in pride, and the Levush of Hashem is Oiz. Again, Oiz is strength, Givura. Levush Oiz, Zebechinas Tzitzis, Shenimshach Alitea Mate Oiz. Now, this is the Tzitzis, which is called Chut Shel Chesed, it's white Chesed, but it draws its power from that tefillah bebechinas din, as we said before. Ve'ikar oyer halavush hazeh yizgale lo'osid kishi yizgale melchusai. And the real essence of this garment will only be revealed in the future, when Hashem's kingdom is really going to be shown to everybody. Bebechinas Hashem moloch geyus lovesh, lovesh Hashem oiz isazor. Ki oz b'molchay losid, because then when Hashem is going to rule in the future, yisar hashir hazeh, this special song will be turned on. Shehu bechinas levush oiz, which is associated with this garment of strength, bechinas tzitzis, bechinas chut shel chesed anal kanal.